Matt Pichelia, you're back. I wasn't at Millville. I thought you rode pretty well, except for that second moto problem we had. Yeah. Today, again, good first moto. Second moto, not so good. But I guess for you, like, it's like the second race of the year.
Yeah. No, you know what, man? I'm just happy to be back racing. You know, today, unfortunately, I had a crash on, like, the third or fourth lap in the top ten. But what are you going to do, man? I'm just happy to be back racing, showing that I can still go race, you know, mm-hmm. still be competitive. So, you know, I'll use these next couple weeks to get ready for Unadilla, and we'll be there.
Yep. And what did you think of your Moto 1?
Moto 1 was good. I, you know, I had a good pace, and then, you know, I just hit a little bit of a wall, mm-hmm. like, halfway, and then I started picking it up again at the end, and, yeah, I ended up 10th. You know, I would have liked to stay a little bit closer to Craig, because I started catching him a little bit at the end. I think I could have made a push towards him if I was a little bit closer, but... Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, I can't complain. I was out for a long time, almost a year, and I'm just having fun being back at the races.
Now you're from here, right? Or somewhere around here?
Yeah, I live about an hour south of Washougal. We moved like almost 12 years ago now, so it's been a while, but yeah, this is home turf for me.
So I was going to say, so is it like coming home then? And I imagine you have a ton of laps on there?
Yeah. I have a lot of laps around here as a kid. It's been a while, but you know, I have a lot of friends, family, so that aspect of it is the most comforting thing about the home race is just having friends, family, everybody I'm familiar with. So yeah, it was fun.
Okay, for our listeners and for me, you're riding for JGR.
Yeah.
Now you're on RCH on a 450 and you're on a JGR 250. How does that whole deal happen? Do you go to them? Do they come to you? How does the whole Matt Pichelia goes from one team to another? And I think you're still getting paid by JGR.
Yeah.
So how does that all work?
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit of a strange deal. Just one evening after I got done riding, I had a phone call from Jeremy. I had a phone call from Kyle Bentley. I had a phone, you know, I had a bunch of phone calls when I got out of the shower one day, and I was like, oh, that's crazy. You know, I wonder what these guys want.
This is either really good or really bad.
Yeah, so, you know, Jeremy and the guys over at JGR, they were more than willing to let me do this because it was a great opportunity for me. So thank you to those guys. And then, you know, unfortunately with Brock getting hurt, they needed a guy to ride his bike. And it's just, I guess, in their mind, thankfully, it made sense. Yeah. You know, even though I haven't raced all year, I was the first one they called. And
were you fine with it? You were totally fine?
Yeah. I was more than thankful for the opportunity. And I was happy that everybody was cool with it because, you know, obviously there would... You know, I had a lot of people ask if it caused tensions between JGR and myself, and it caused none. Like I said, Jeremy was cool enough. He knew it was a good opportunity for me, so he let me go over and do this deal for the rest of the year. So it's worked out good so far.
Well, a week off, you'll be back at Unadilla. We'll get two top tens in there and go from there, right?
Yeah, no, I just my goal for Dilla is to go get two single-digit finishes. That's kind of my goal. So I just want to finish both motos strong and finish both motos in the top 10. That's my goal for Dilla. So I just want to finish both of them.
I've seen you do it before, so
yeah.
Thanks, man.
All right, right on. Thank you. Okay.